The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone is having a great weekend. I'm having a fantastic weekend. Here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty simple. You ought to get these memorized. Write them down. Get a big chief tablet and a big crayon and write these down. So the first thing is you can always send me a text message. I love text messages. In fact, let me confess something. The text messages can derail this program. I tell my audience during the week that if I say something or you've got a question that's really, kind of just burning in your brain, or there's something going on in the world and I haven't talked about it and you've got a really good text message, bam, I'm like a dog looking at a squirrel, and I'm just like, squirrel. So always feel free to send me a text message. And by the way, I know that sometimes people listen to the podcast or that different affiliates carry the program at different hours. You can still send me a text message, even though you may not be listening, say from noon to 3 Eastern time on a Saturday. You can still send me the text messages. Just give me a little context, because this number is exclusive to me. So I know that when you send, you text the word Mike to 33103, that's the number, 33103, 33103, and just put the word Mike in there, then whatever your message is. I look at these all the time. I mean, 7 days a week, because I'm always doing show prep, I'll look at these text messages, and oftentimes it will lead to a show topic. So feel free to, at any time, send me a text message. Text the word Mike to 33103. You can also follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's real easy to do. Just go to The Weekend with Michael Brown, The Weekend with Michael Brown. That takes you to my iHeart show page, and there you'll see all the icons for those social media platforms. And on Facebook, we got a little group where all the goobers get together, and you can join that group, Michael Brown Unplugged on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram if you're always curious. I always find it interesting about radio because, people put a voice, they hear a voice on the radio, and if you never see that voice, then you have a preconceived notion. You develop in your mind this idea of what someone looks like or what they do in their private life and what they do on, when they're not on radio. Well, Instagram's kind of a little peek, kind of a little voyeurism into my personal life. It's not really about radio, and it's not really about politics. It's more about my personal life. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, that's at Michael D. Brown, and I'd appreciate you doing that, because I may be uglier than you think I am. Think about that. That's why you need to go look. It is fascinating to me that, so Biden gives this speech. There are no segues in this program either. No segues whatsoever. No segues, best segue. Joe Biden gives this speech, and he's talking to the National Education Association, the teachers union. And he's ostensibly, because he's talking to the teacher unions, he's going to be talking about education, right? Well, except that's not what he talks about. He eventually swerves into climate change, and that, if we don't spend these billions of dollars, the $360 billion, whatever it is they put in the Inflation Reduction Act, that they've got to spend that money because that's what's going to save the planet. Now, I find it fascinating that you can save the planet with $360 billion, because if you buy the assumption, if you buy the premise that the planet is either on fire or freezing or burning or flooding or getting ripped apart by earthquakes or floods or tornadoes or whatever else it is, and all we got to do is spend $360 billion to fix it, well, then, you know, crap, I'll buy that. But that's not what really is going on. But what's one of the effects of the climate alarmism is that there really are people that believe that if we don't change, if we don't change our ways now, that we're all going to burn to death, or we're all going to, you know, get flooded or swallowed up by a hurricane, an earthquake, whatever it might be. And I've always been fascinated by that because, you know, while, and Damien and I were laughing before the show about how as you get a little bit older, you kind of change, you know, what you like and don't like to do. But what I think about when I get older, because when I was in high school, I was on the high school debate team, and then I went to undergraduate school, and for the first 2 years of undergraduate school, I was on the college debate team. And, of course, then I went to law school, and in the law school, you have to always be doing all this research. So the span of my education, in the span of my lifetime, I have seen the climate change. Yeah, no kidding. I've seen the climate change. So I'm sitting right here in Denver, Colorado right now, which is where I broadcast from. And in the, I don't know, 35-plus years or whatever that I've lived in Colorado, I have seen the seasons change. I have seen summers be hotter. I've seen summers be cooler. I've seen El Nino. I've seen El Nino or whatever, El Nino and El Nino, whatever the two are. I've seen both of those. I've seen the different kinds of shifts, the different kind of, you know, over a 10-year period, how things will change. I've seen all of that. And then I can remember, because I was always a voracious reader, I can remember reading stories about, you know, the coming ice age, and we're all going to freeze to death, you know, and it's going to be that, you know, there's just going to be snow and ice everywhere, and we're all going to starve because we won't be able to grow anything. And then all of that kind of swerved into suddenly that we're all going to burn up and the earth's going to change by 1 degree, and that 1 degree Celsius or half degree Celsius, whatever it might be that's going to change to, that's going to kill us too. I'm just fascinated by it. Some people are consumed by it. And I find it incredibly sad. Because according to the dogma of the cabal, now if you're new to the program, when I use the word cabal, C-A-B-A-L, a cabal is kind of a group of ne'er-do-wells, a group of thugs. And in this case, the group of thugs are the ruling elite, all of those in whatever kind of capacity where they have some sort of ruling power over us. It is the dominant tech giants, or the tech giants, and it's the dominant media. And by the dominant media, I include everybody. Everybody on the left side of the political spectrum and on the right side of the political spectrum. Because all of this comes together, and we are constantly indoctrinated, and we are constantly, this goes back to my theory about we all have ADHD, and I know I do because my brain is just always scattered and going 100 miles an hour. But we're always fed this narrative. Now, if all you consume is the dominant media, say the three networks, then you're going to have a narrative in your mind about the climate. If all you consume is are those cable channels on the left side of the political spectrum, or those who pretend to be neutral, say PBS, paid for by you, or you're on the right side of the political spectrum, and all you consume is Fox News and One American News and who am I leaving out? Newsmax. If that's all you consume, then you probably think more like I do in terms of, okay, climate change is not that drastic and we need to be more realistic about it. And let's all just take a deep breath. We're not going to die, you know, next week. And Al Gore, I mean, what are we? We're 20 years after Al Gore told us that, you know, there would no longer be any, you know, skiing anywhere. Well, we're getting ready for ski season once again right here in Colorado. But according to the dogma of that cabal, we're all burning up. Because we don't let big government grow big enough, and then we don't, and this is so important, and then we don't lower our standard of living, because that's what you have to do to take control of the climate. Why do you think they want to force us into, you know, green new energy? Because that's going to reduce our standard of living if we were to do it today. Now, I'm not naive enough, or I'm not stupid enough, or I'm not, I can see far enough into the future to know that at some point, wind and solar and nuclear and other types of energy, including fossil fuels, will take us into some wonderful new future of clean energy that's cheap and abundant, that will allow us to not only maintain the lifestyles and standard of living that we have today, but hopefully, if we continue with free markets, to improve our standard of living. But that's not what the climate activists claim. Now, I sincerely don't think, that anyone truly believes this. I don't think they do. You can't be a rational human being and truly be a critical thinker and think about both sides of this issue and believe that we're all going to burn up. The fastest growing city over the past few years would not be scorching hot Phoenix, Arizona. And quintessential liberal elitist Barack Obama would not own a mansion at sea level on Martha's Vineyard, which would already, or if not soon, be underwater if all of Al Gore's prophecies were to start to coming true. But there is someone who genuinely does believe in the climate doctrine. Friday's Laver Cup tennis match between two tennis players whose names I cannot pronunciate, but I'm going to bastardize them anyway because I just want to try. Stefanos Tsitsipas, I don't know, T-S-I-T-S-I-P-A-S, and Diego Schwartzman. The match between these two yesterday, Friday, I should say, was interrupted as a protester went onto the tennis court and set himself on fire. So there are videos all over the internet of the man being quickly dragged off the court, unharmed, and play resumed shortly thereafter. According to the spectators, the man brought a flare onto London's The O2 Arena and used it to set his arm on fire before security was able to put the fire out. The protester was wearing a shirt that said, "End UK private jets." Oh, so private jets make it too hot outside? Yes, according to the liberal world new order, they do. Except those who advocate for climate change, I mean, advocate for, you know, the prevention of climate change, the climate activists, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Gore, and, you know, Bill Gates and everybody else, all the muckety-mucks that fly around in Gulf Streams all the time, you know, burning up Lord knows how much carbon. Our own climate czar, John Kerry, John Hines Kerry, ketchup guy, he flies around all the time to accept climate awards, and he flies on his personal jet to do so. But you can't say no one is burning up from climate change because, well, that guy kind of was burning up from climate change. Yeah, I know it's a sick joke, but you know, people who worship the weather sometimes can just be savages. And I think sometimes trying to reason them with them, I'm not sure that's an option. But let's hear maybe some scientific takes about climate change. That's coming up next. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. Some of these scientists coming up next.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alby. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in for the program on the weekend. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. Mike or Michael, either one. And let me know what you think about what's going on or questions, comments, whatever. And then follow me on social media by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So this guy goes onto the court at this tennis match in the United Kingdom because he's part of a movement called End UK Private Jets. Okay. I'd like to add, because, you know, private jets, although they are fairly efficient, depending on the size of the jet or how many people are flying on it and how far they're going. But private jets use fossil fuels. They use Jet A to get from point A to point B. And everything in the manufacturing, the creation, and the making of the jet is done by fossil fuels. I wonder if this little goober that decides to try to set himself on fire in opposing private jets is using fossil fuels to set himself on fire. I mean, the irony is just hilarious. Now, I'm glad the guy didn't self-immolate and he just didn't, like, some monk somewhere in Southeast Asia just burn himself up. I'm glad that didn't happen. But do you suppose that maybe afterwards he had any thought? Because, you know, he took the flare and lit his arm on fire. Now, I don't know whether he has first, second, third degree burns. I don't know. And I mean, to be brutally honest, I just don't care either. Because, well, if you're going to make that choice and you're going to make that dumb choice, well, then maybe you ought to get psychological help. And maybe you ought to quit listening to all the alarmists. When people argue or make the claim that, you know, rhetoric that calls for violence or calls for radical action, and they claim, well, no, this is, well, here's an example of what it results in. It results in somebody actually trying to harm themselves. It's insanity. So climate skeptic Dr. Kettleman was recently talking about what you can do about all of this problem with fossil fuels. Well, I should say ostensibly a problem with fossil fuels.
Day. In the UK, solar power is utterly useless. It's got about 11% duty factor. The sun's almost grazing the surface in the winter. If there's no wind, we've got no renewables. And which means you've got to be able to supply 100% of your energy from whatever dispatchable power you have. And dispatchable being 100%, always available power. So eventually, when fossil's gone, that can only be nuclear, right? It's worth saying that again. When fossil has gone, the only thing that is intense enough to replace it is nuclear power. You can't do it with something which isn't there half or a third the time and is very weak anyway. It uses something like 10 times the natural resources to build an equivalent capacity plant. And basically, it's a waste of money.
There is a solution. We don't have to wait. Now, I had an expert on my show here in Denver. It's probably been 4 or 5 months ago. But he is an energy expert, and he has done a study that shows there's enough fossil fuels in the ground to supply not only our current needs, but expected growing needs for the next, what do you think the number is? Now, those of you that listened to me before know what the number is, or you should, or you're not going to get a good grade for this class. But what do you think the number of years was? The number of years that fossil fuels with current technology, that, you know, the current technology of fracking, the current technology of drilling and horizontal drilling and all the ways that we can drill and produce, you know, pull up fossil fuels from the earth, including offshore, current technology, not even accounting for advances in technology. But today, starting right now, there are enough fossil fuels to supply everything we need right now. And everything we need, if the population growth continues on the trajectory that it is for the next 600 years. 600 years! Yet, Dr. Kettleman says, rightfully so, that if you believe that fossil fuels are about to run out, the answer is nukes. The only reliable source that will take the place of green energy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold
gold investments can help you protect your own wealth too. With gold, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining me. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike or Michael, if you got something you want to say to me, ask me, whatever it is. It's a free for all. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on social media. Download the podcast. You can do all of that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So I want to kind of wrap up this whole thing about climate change, because it is, when I talk about the cabal, somebody said I should rename the cabal Motley Crue. It is kind of a Motley Crue. But they're driving a narrative, and the narrative is to the exclusion of any other possibility other than, unless we change our lifestyles, then we cannot continue to live the way that we do. There's a certain wisdom, and I'm not certainly not claiming that I'm wise by any means, but I've lived long enough, and I've fortunately had a career that has forced me, well, I shouldn't say forced me because I obviously volunteered to do it, but has required me to stay attuned to a lot of current events and to, because, you know, as when you are both as a lawyer and as a debater in college and high school, it teaches you critical thinking. And one thing you have to be able to do is to look at both sides of an issue. If you walk into a courtroom and you don't understand what the opposing party, what their theory of the case is, then you're not serving your client and you're doomed to lose. Unless you've got a really dumbass jury or the judge isn't just paying attention, you're going to lose. You have to make your argument that is based on what the opposition is doing. So when it comes to climate change, you have to understand why everyone is making this claim that unless we do something drastic, then we're all going to die. When Biden was at the UN this past week, he said this.
While unleashing a new era of clean energy powered economic growth. Our investments will also help reduce the cost of developing clean energy technologies worldwide.
Oh, wait a minute. So American taxpayers, because when any time a government official, for that matter anybody, talks about the government investing anything, you know, what the government's not doing, the government isn't looking at their brokerage account and say, oh, you know what, I think I'll invest $1 billion in Michael Brown's company, publicly traded on NASDAQ. No, they're not doing that. When they use the term investing, it is Orwellian, because they're talking about spending money. Where does the government get money to spend? From you and me, from the taxpayers. But did you hear what he said? Listen again.
Our investments will also help reduce the cost of developing clean energy technologies worldwide.
Oh, so we're going to spend our money worldwide to come up with these new technologies. Isn't that fantastic? What are we doing? Are we spending money in China? In communist China? The people who want to take over us? Is that what we're doing? Sometimes I just want to stab my eyes sometimes. I'm like the guy on the court. I'm like the guy on the tennis court. Except I'm not stupid enough to put myself, to light myself on fire, or to literally stab myself in the eyes. But sometimes this is just how stupid some of this stuff makes me feel. Drives me crazy.
Not just in the United States. This is a global game changer. And none too soon. We don't have much time.
We don't have much time. You see, you have to be afraid. You have to be afraid. And if you're not afraid, then you can't buy into what their argument is. One of the easiest ways to win an argument with someone who's not really a critical thinker, who's, well, let's just be honest, not quite bright, is to instill fear in them. Because if you make someone afraid of something, you create a boogeyman. Here's the boogeyman, and it's climate crisis. And over here, because you've scared everybody, you scared the feces out of everybody, over here you have a solution, then people are going to run to that solution because they're scared or they don't know any better. You know, and I know you know, that there have been times in your life when you've been so afraid of something that you didn't think rationally. And if someone came up and offered you a solution, immediate solution, that supposedly would take your fear away, you jumped at it. And later on, you probably realized that was a big mistake.
We all know we're already living in a climate crisis.
We're living in a climate crisis. Mr. President, I've been told my entire life that I'm living in a climate crisis. I don't think so.
No one seems to doubt it after this past year.
Well, I do. Okay, let's think about this past year. Hurricane season, something that I know a little bit about, wasn't nearly as bad as everybody predicted it was going to be. Now, yeah, we had a bad hurricane. I shouldn't say we had a bad hurricane. We had a hurricane that hit Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico was, all of their power was completely, power sources were completely demolished. A lot of cities were just wiped out. But was that because of the hurricane? Or was it because of the substandard, lousy, crappy infrastructure that Puerto Rico has because it's a corrupt little territorial government? I argue it's the latter, because that exact same hurricane could have hit Miami-Dade County in Florida or Monroe County in the Keys or, I don't care, let's say, somewhere along the Outer Banks, and the destruction would not have been nearly as bad because the infrastructure there is in place. But we're led to believe that this hurricane was horrible. It was one of the worst ever. No, actually it wasn't. It just hit a really crappy S-hole territory, which happens to be ours, by the way. And in Denver, it was hot. We had a record degree number of days of 90-degree weather. Now, remember, anytime someone tells you we broke a record, that means, oh, it was this hot before, but we've now exceeded it, like we did in Colorado, by a day or two. So 15 or 20 years ago, we had the same number of 90 plus degrees days in the summer, but this year we exceeded that record by, I don't remember what it was, but let's say 5 days. Okay, BFD, right? Just BFD. Don't try. Everything they do is designed to make you afraid.
We meet. Much of Pakistan is still underwater. Needs help.
Pakistan, you know, all the floods in Pakistan. You know why Pakistan was under floods, was underwater? Because, again, they did have floods, as they've had many times before in Pakistan, but Pakistan is an S-hole country, so they don't have the infrastructure. I remember in December of 2004, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, a huge, major tsunami hit Southeast Asia. Parts of Sri Lanka, parts of Indonesia, parts of Thailand were just completely wiped out. Banda Aceh, which has some of the most beautiful beaches in the entire world, were just wiped out. Now, if you look at the pictures of the destruction, and I remember taking pictures as I flew along in a Black Hawk helicopter with Secretary of State Colin Powell, and we were looking at the damages, we were meeting with all these prime ministers about how we could help. The worst damage occurred in the poorest areas. So maybe the problem isn't that the weather, does the weather discriminate and decide that, listen, we're going to go hit the poor area of town because we can do more damage there, and let's leave the wealthier part of town alone because, well, they have better infrastructure. No, the weather's just the weather, and it's just going to hit where it hits. So maybe what we ought to do is, instead of investing a bunch of money in a bunch of climate change BS, maybe what we ought to do is invest that money in better infrastructure in poor parts of the country, like Puerto Rico. It's just insane how we buy into this stuff. He continued,
as I said last year, the United States is opening an era of relentless diplomacy to address the challenges that matter most to people's lives, all people's lives. Tackling climate crisis.
Do you think for a moment that if you live in sub-Sahara Africa, or you live, let's say, in Puerto Rico, but you live in some, you know, S-hole country somewhere, and all you want to do is eat, have shelter, not have a bunch of marauding, you know, bandits come through your village and just, you know, rape the women and beat the children and kill the men and steal all your belongings, or live in some sort of little tyrannical tin-pot dictator that just doesn't give you anything and makes you live in fear of, you know, of living a crappy life? Do you think that the most important thing to you is climate change? No. You'd like to be able to grow more crops. You'd like to actually be able to get that water that's, you know, you live in a really dry, arid area because you don't have the capability to drill the infrastructure to get the water that's beneath the ground to find the aquifers to grow crops. How about you do that? How about we do that? How about we help these people feed themselves? How about we help them, you know, build better housing? How about we figure out a way to encourage them to change their government so they don't live under some sort of tin-pot dictator? The last thing on their minds is climate change. The president would have you believe that's the only thing on their mind.
As the previous speaker spoke to, strengthening global health security, feeding the world. We made that priority. And 1 year later, we're keeping that promise. From the day I came to office, we've led with bold climate agenda. We rejoined the Paris Agreement, convened the major climate summits, helped deliver critical agreements on the COP26.
Oh, so since I became president, I have really tackled climate change because, well, we had a bunch of meetings. And we all flew our jets to the meetings. We all had, you know, really fine meals. We stayed in the finest hotels. If it was cold out, we had heat. If it was hot out, we had air conditioning. We ate caviar. We had bagel and lox for breakfast. It was a fantastic trip. And we came up with an agreement, and then we all flew back home and we give speeches about it. They don't do crap. You know why? Because they don't really want to solve it. If you believe it's a problem, trust me, they don't want to solve it. Because if they solve it, then game over. Done. That's why we have to recognize that that's exactly what this is. It is a game. And it is a game designed to exercise power and control over each of us. Dr. Richard Lindzen, a MIT climate scientist, actually laughs at the idea of carbon dioxide, which is necessary for life, being a pollutant.
We're giving the EPA the right to control CO2 by declaring it a pollutant.
Yes.
Think about that for a moment. Here is a pollutant. Let's say some genius comes up with a method. He's going to get rid of a little bit more than 60% of the CO2. And what will be the wonderful consequence of that? The death of all animals. The plants have died. There's no food.
Yeah.
What kind of pollutant is it? You get rid of it and you die.
That's a great point.
We're giving
CO2. They want to get rid of it. They want to control it because it's a greenhouse gas emission. As Dr. Lindzen points out, you get some genius that comes up with a way to eliminate 60% of the CO2 in the atmosphere, and guess what? The plants die, the animals die. And we die. I would say at that point, all of the climate alarmists can put up a big banner that says, mission accomplished, humankind has been wiped from the face of the earth, and Mother Earth can go back to being natural, which means you'll still need CO2 to live. This is insane. Utter insanity. Hey, happy weekend. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33, Mike or Michael to 33102, and go to the weekend with Michael Brown and follow me on social media. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, CHOQ. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's C-H-O-Q.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate you doing it. Talking about climate change and the alarmism. So in the last segment, Dr. Lindzen, who is an MIT scientist, so he's not just some schmuck somewhere, he's a pretty smart goober, points out that, you know, the EPA is trying to regulate CO2 emissions as a greenhouse gas. Well, if some, you know, idiot comes up with an idea of how to eliminate 60% of CO2 in the atmosphere, all the plants die, all the animals die, and by the way, we're animals, so we all die too. But how is this carried over into public policy? Because it's not, I'm not joking when I say that they absolutely and truly want to destroy the fossil fuel industry and thereby destroy this country. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who is a member of the Squad, this woman truly has to be one of the dumbest members of Congress, which is saying something, because that's, you know, that's a That's a tight contest. There was a hearing recently in which they had the CEOs of the major banks in and some big businesses. Now, forget for a moment what you may think about J.P. Morgan Chase and Jamie Dimon, who I think sometimes is a doofus, but forget that for a moment and just listen to the question.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activities to align with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know?
She's pointing out that, you know, all of these banks have agreed to this concept of ESG, environmental, social, and governance. And part of that is to eliminate emissions, to reduce emissions by a certain percentage by the year 2050. That's the basis. That's the premise of her question.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activities to align with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So no new fossil fuel production starting today. That's like zero. So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because, again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products?
Does your bank have a policy against lending to oil and gas companies? Now, I want you to look around and think about everything that that fossil fuel provides you in your standard of living today. Listen to the answers.
Mr. Dimon.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America. Bam.
That's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. You tell me what that follow-on was about. Oh, Jamie Dimon, you know Chase has some student loans. Wait a minute. I thought the federal government owned all the student loans. Maybe they do have some. Maybe they have some carryovers from the years before the federal government took over the student loan program. Maybe they do. So if you're going to say to a congresswoman that no, we are not going to quit lending to oil and gas companies because that would be the road to hell for America, and you want me then to just give up all the student loans, I'd say, if I was Jamie Dimon, okay, you buy all the loans from me, you take over the servicing, we're done, we're out of here. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. We'll take a break, and I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Russian forces have launched new strikes on the Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes continue in occupied regions of Ukraine. That's meant to pave the way for their annexation by Moscow. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said a mobilization ordered by Vladimir Putin aimed to add about 300,000 troops to the effort against Ukraine. However, the BBC's Rayhan Dimitri reports that many young men are fleeing the country to avoid conscription.
There is a massive backlog, and I've checked the satellite maps. It shows that the queue at the moment is something like 10 kilometers long.
And those crowds creating lines of traffic hours or even days long at some of the border crossings. Senator Joni Ernst has introduced the Potash Act. It's a bill that would prohibit President Biden from reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
We don't know why the president continues down this path. It is a foolish, foolish idea to continue engaging with Iran when we know they didn't abide by the original JCPOA. They won't abide by this one.
The Potash Act would prevent the U.S. from reviving that Iran nuclear deal until the U.S. can confirm Iran has plotted no assassination attempts against Americans for 5 years. Senator Ernst was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Republicans say they know exactly what they plan to do if they do well in the midterm elections and recapture the House majority.
Well, should Republicans retake the House following the midterm elections, the IRS is at the top of their to-do list. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the first piece of legislation would roll back Internal Revenue Service funds in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, thereby eliminating 87,000 IRS agent positions. The next order of business? A series of investigations, ranging from Anthony Fauci's role in the coronavirus response and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia and China. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are to blame for the current climb in inflation.
We warned the Democrats not to do that American Rescue Plan, but it wasn't just us warning them. Larry Summers, a Secretary of Treasury Democrat, told them don't do it, you'd bring inflation. Steve Rattner, a Democrat advisor to Obama, calls it the original sin of inflation.
McCarthy says a Republican's commitment to America includes policies that will fight inflation. Environmental groups are filing a lawsuit against the EU's plan to label investments in gas and nuclear power as green.
EU lawmakers in July voted to include natural gas and nuclear power in the so-called taxonomy system. It backs a proposal from the European Commission that's been drawing fierce criticism and accusations of greenwashing. The European Commission has up to 22 weeks to reply to requests for an internal review.
This correspondent Jeremy House, breaking news at townhall.com. A property management company owned by the family of former President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has agreed to pay a $3.25 million civil penalty and restitution over allegations of charging tenants illegal fees and failing to maintain properties.
The settlement is with the Westminster Management and the 25 companies that own or owned 17 residential communities managed by Westminster in Maryland. Westminster charged excessive application and improper agent fees, and tenants suffered with mold, leaks, floods, and infestations of rodents, roaches, and bedbugs. That's according to the Attorney General. And the Kushner Company hid those conditions. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
California now using race to advance its green agenda, alleging the use of diesel fuel is racist, banning diesel trucks. They say that's to end a legacy of racism. According to the California Air Resources Board, Black and Latino populations suffer more from air pollution. More details at townhall.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for this program are quite simple. And let's see. How long have we been doing this now? It's like almost 3 months or so. You ought to know these rules by now. If you don't, well, then you can't be a member of the Goober Club. The rules are pretty simple. You text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. That's our text line. 33103. You just put in the word Mike and then send me your message, whatever it is. And as I said last hour, text messages are a great way for us to communicate. I read every single one of them, regardless of when you listen to the program. So this is why we have the exclusive text line. So if you're listening to the podcast or you're listening, you know, your affiliate, your station, local station carries the program at a different hour or whatever, you can still send me text messages because I'm almost always on my laptop and always doing show prep and always looking. So always feel free to send me a text message. I would ask sometimes though, if you send, you know, you send me a text message, you know, on a Sunday night at 10 p.m., that maybe give me a little context to the text. So I understand what you're talking about, because quite honestly, sometimes I forget what I'm talking about. And of course, you can follow me on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can do that by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. All those icons are there. Twitter is @MichaelBrownUSA. Follow me there. Facebook is at facebook.com/MichaelDBrown, and Instagram is @MichaelDBrown. And I'd appreciate you following me because it's a chance for all of us to interact. And you might get a kick out of my Twitter feed sometimes because sometimes people don't like me, which I find shocking. People disagree with me sometimes. I find that shocking. I thought I was right all the time. I'd like to be right all the time. This next topic, which again involves the President of the United States of America, I find disturbing. I find it weird because Joe Biden has, I don't know what it is, but he can't keep away from little girls. There was a point, this goes back to August a year ago. Joe Biden was, it was this theatrical event. They were having a bill signing and giving the Congressional Gold Medal to the Capitol police officers.
that were involved in the January 6th mayhem. Let's call it mayhem. I don't think it qualifies as a riot. It certainly was not an insurrection. So let's just call it some mayhem. There was some mayhem going on. Pretty much what you see in almost every major American city on almost any given day at any given time. And during the bill signing, Creepy Joe acted pretty weird. It was weird watching Nancy Pelosi while she was petting a young black girl like some exotic animal or something. It was just weird the way she was doing it. But then Creepy Joe spotting a little girl and bringing her up is just kind of weird. 6 years before some other things occurred, Maria Bacchesi, I think is how you pronounce her name, citizen journalist Jonathan Pacetti recently shared some screenshots of a conversation he had had with Maria on social media app TikTok, where she admits that President Joe Biden pinched her nipple. The teenager has since deleted her comments, but the screenshots still survive. Now, I don't blame her for deleting the comments. Every 14-year-old kid on social media knows how cancellation by the liberal lynch mob works. But the cat is now out of the bag. Not that the establishment media is likely to pick up on the story, but pinching a young child in the breast area, in my opinion, and in my legal opinion, is considered sexual molestation. And Joe Biden is, in my opinion, a molester. It's, you can watch it. He's talked about, you know, do you want to touch my, you know, my crinkly little hair on my legs and stuff. I mean, it's just weird what he does. The most recent one is, he was speaking to the National Education Association. And during that speech.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
She was 12, I was 30. She was just 17. You know what I mean? The way she looked. Do-do-do-do. Whatever the Beatles, I forget which Beatles song that is. If any other president, and I think even Barack Obama or George W. Bush, or certainly Donald Trump, if they had been speaking to an audience, and you can't, obviously you can't see the video, but he's talking and he looks down and he recognizes this woman that he knows when she was a 12-year-old girl. He has no self-awareness that, one, his own daughter's diary, which was seized by the FBI. Now, you know, during my, well, for a long time, I kept a journal. And that journal crossed through, covered my time before going to work for the Bush administration. It covered my time during the Bush administration. And then a few years after that, I kind of let the journal go. But it's, I don't know, it's probably, if I looked at the Microsoft Word document, it's probably 1,000 pages long. And in that journal is a lot of information about what took place during, you know, during 9/11. It's things that took place in legal cases that I handled. I don't know, maybe sometime someday I'll publish it. But I don't think that the FBI has any interest in my journal. Now, if there are any FBI agents listening, I'm just kind of curious. My journal is in electronic form, and I happen to have a hard copy of it located at my home. And you could probably figure out my home address, my FBI, my fingerprints from both being a lawyer and being the undersecretary. They're all in the file that the FBI has. So you know where I live. You can come and seize the journal if you want to. In fact, I'm almost challenging you to do that. Because I'd like to know the legal basis upon which a diary is so important that the FBI comes and they seize the diary, which is what they did when they found out that some people had gotten a hold of, the New York Post and others, had gotten a hold of a copy of Ashley Biden's diary. And then, boom, the FBI is right on top of it. Why? Are there national secrets that should be classified? Or are there classified secrets in there? You know, the reports of the people who read that diary say that President Biden, her father, she writes, we probably had inappropriate moments because we showered together. Now, this makes me incredibly uncomfortable talking about this. Incredibly uncomfortable. But knowing all of that in the back of my head, because, you know, I pay attention to what's going on in the world, all of that's in the back of my head. And then this week, the President of the United States shows up at a National Education Association meeting. And during that meeting...
But guess what? We got a lot to do.
And then he looks. We got a lot to do. His eyes are wandering around, and he looks down, and he recognizes this woman. And his gaze goes down upon this woman, and he kind of leans forward, and the microphone is up, and he's taking his... So he's taking his left hand, and he's pointing down toward this person in the audience, and he says...
Say hi to me. We go back a long way.
We go back a long way, don't we, baby? We go back a long way.
She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
She was 12, I was 30, but anyway, you know, I don't want to go into the details. Sometimes people criticize the concept of whataboutism. But I believe that whataboutism, in the proper place and in the proper time, gives one a perspective about something that, if you take it out of context, probably means nothing. If we didn't know, for example, anything about Ashley Biden's diary, if Joe Biden had never in his entire career said anything creepy about his relationship between, you know, himself and young girls, if we hadn't seen the photos of him sniffing the hair of people that are being sworn in inside the White House, if we didn't have all of these things in the back of our heads, then when he says what he says, we would just think, well, that's kind of weird. You know, that's kind of an odd thing to say.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. Got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
The lack of self-awareness. We go back a long way. She was 12. I was 30. It's so creepy. I saw her standing there. Well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Ooh, when I saw her standing there. When she looked at me and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. So let's do the whataboutism, because I think it's legitimate. If Donald Trump, the most recent former president, had said during a rally, oh, look, down there, hi, I remember you. You were 12 and I was 30. Or if Barack Obama or George W. Bush or creepy Richard Nixon had said it, the media would go ballistic. But the media doesn't, because they don't want to think about it, and they don't want us talking about it. That's the creepy segment of the weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll move on to something else. But I couldn't resist just making you think about how weird that is. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on social media. One of the things that I absolutely loved when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security was being with either President Bush or being with the White House press secretary when they were taking questions from the media or the public. Because I love that give and take. I loved it when Trump did it. You know, Trump was the consummate. Let's go out to Marine One. So because we're making a trip, maybe we're going out to get on Air Force One or something. But he would walk out on the South Lawn, and as he walked off the out the door onto the South Lawn toward Marine One, he would invariably walk over toward the reporters and start taking questions. And I know for the press secretary, it was like waiting for a time bomb to go off. At any moment, the president might say something that, oh my gosh, we're going to have to walk it back, we're going to have to deal with it. That's the job of the press secretary. And I love that give and take. Well, we now have a press secretary, Kareem Jean-Pierre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and she is so far out of her league. Jen Psaki, who was the previous White House press secretary, as much as I knew that she was sometimes tap dancing, and sometimes she was just, prevaricating about her answer, or she was just outright lying about the answer, nonetheless, I thought that she had a grasp of the issues. And even though, like all press secretaries, she had her notebook in front of her, so that if she needed to give a precise, quote from the president, that notebook was there for her to do so. So even though I had fun with Jen Psaki as press secretary, you can without all press secretaries, because it's like the worst job in the world. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is so far out of her league that it's sometimes like a comedy show. For example, she says that the Inflation Reduction Act,
and it is one of the most historic investment to fight climate change. As we are talking about extreme weather, I've gotten multiple questions on Puerto Rico and what the people of Puerto Rico, our brothers and sisters, are going through. What may happen in this hurricane season? A lot of that is going to be helped by the work that this president has done, bipartisan infrastructure law. Again, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh, so the Inflation Reduction Act, which was just passed, is somehow going to help with the people of Puerto Rico today. And somehow it's going to help with hurricanes. The Inflation Reduction Act? I thought that was reducing inflation. Is dealing with hurricanes, which this bill does not do in any stretch of the imagination whatsoever, does it really do anything to help fight hurricanes? By the way, I would advise all of you, if you have a 401k, you have some sort of, brokerage account or investment account, don't look at it. No, don't look at it. Because the market is tanking. The market tanked again yesterday. It's at one of its lowest points, and it's lost more than in any previous year, for many previous years. So as the market was tanking on Friday, as it was tanking, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was at the podium and said this.
And so what we are seeing, and I've said this before, you've heard this from Brian.
What we are seeing. Now, what would be even better is if somebody had put a box next to her talking, showing the decline in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages and the NASDAQ and the S&P, and how as we approach the closing bell on Friday, stocks just continued to tank. And have her say this.
And so what we are seeing, and I've said this before, you've heard this from Brian Deese, is a transition to a more steady and stable growth, and that's what we're currently seeing and in the process of moving the economy into.
That's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing, we're just seeing a transition to a more steady and stable growth. Have you looked at the markets? Have you looked to see what's going on? And then, let's see, I won't have time to finish this one. Yeah, see, I knew I wouldn't have time to finish. When we get back, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gets peppered with some questions about all sorts of things. Biden's, visit to Florida. Ron DeSantis. And her reaction is freaking hilarious. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. Text the word Mike to 33103, and I'll be right back.
Central banks. banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth too. With gold, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project.
Victory Powder Coating.
Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael. If this is how you send me a message, a question, send me an answer. I'm always looking for answers. Whatever you might be, just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. You can also follow me on social media. You can download the podcast, do all of that. You can actually get the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. But you can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and everything's right there on that show page for you from my local program here in Denver, Colorado. So anyway, I appreciate all of you tuning in. So we're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre, who is the press secretary for President Biden. Press secretaries have a hard job. Let me make that clear. They have a very difficult job because the jackals in the media are constantly looking to make news. Now, this is what I find interesting about reporters today, is they want to make news by sometimes inserting themselves into the story. But that doesn't mean that a press secretary shouldn't still stand on his or her own two feet. And regardless of what the media, the reporter is doing, is nonetheless give a solid, rational, and actually answer the question. If I've always truly believed that if press secretaries, for that matter, politicians at large, would actually answer questions, there would be a lot more respect for those individuals. We would have a better understanding of what they're actually doing and why they're doing what they're doing. And I think the country would be better for it. But then I also think I'd be better off if I lost about 10 pounds, maybe had a little, you know, nip or tuck here or there. Maybe I'd be better off with the country too. So this is just a pipe dream of mine because it's never going to happen. When a press secretary walks into the Brady briefing room in the West Wing of the White House, which you may see that door where they come in. That door opens into a hallway where when you walk out of the briefing room, you make a right turn and then a quick left turn, and you're right where the Secretary to the President of the United States sits, and you, boom, you got access to the Oval Office. The reason I point that out is, almost, now I can't speak for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because I don't know how she operates her office, but the press secretaries that I worked with in the Bush administration, anytime they were getting ready to go out to do a press briefing, I shouldn't say every time, but 99% of the time, unless the president was in some other meeting, they would swing through. Basically, hey, I'm getting ready to go do a press gaggle, anything current, anything on your mind, anything that's just happened that you want me to address, you know, maybe something's happened in the country, what do you mean to say about it? They always got this last-minute kind of briefing from the president before they walked out to answer the questions. I don't think she does that. And I don't think she does it for two reasons. Two, I don't think she could, and I say this with, I'm not trying to be mean here, I'm just trying to say this is what I observe. I don't think that she, if the president of the United States said, look, you know what, I'm thinking about XYZ in terms of public policy, I think what you ought to say is, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F. I'm not sure she could really remember that or transcribe it correctly into her notebook so that by the time she took those, I don't know, 30 or 40 steps to get into the briefing room, she'd remember what she was supposed to say. And again, not trying to be mean, but I'm not sure the President of the United States would know what to tell her. It's almost like, you know, she's way beyond her level of competence in doing this job. I mean, she's underperforming by a thousand miles. But so is the president. And it's a sad situation, and it's a scary situation, because the rest of the world is watching this. So I was listening to the press briefing the other day, and this reporter goes on a barrage of questions, and she can't deal with it.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about Tuesday's trip to Florida? Is the president going to be going after DeSantis a bit? Is he one of the MAGA? Well, not really in a way, but if you see what I mean. Is he part of the MAGA, the alternative MAGA scene that the president's going after? And also, could you just come back to the president's re-election decision? Because
you like asking me that question, Sebastian.
You were asked this like a few months ago because everyone was going crazy over is he going to? You said yes, he is. That was meant to stop the whole thing, but
no, I said that. Look, I'm.
You said it's way too early.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to answer a question. Okay. I'm at the podium, right? There's a Hatch Act. I have to be very mindful when talking about 2022 and even 2024, which is a world's away. As you all know, you cover this media cycle changes every second. So look, the president was clear even during that 60-minute interview, and I've been clear, he's been clear multiple times, that he intends to run. He said that. He said that in that same interview, that he intends to run. I have to be careful as I'm standing in front of you. Don't want to get more into that. But the president's goal right now, as we look at today, as we look at the next coming days, is to make sure that we continue to deliver for the American people. That is why we talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. That is why we talk about CHIPS Act. That is why we talk about bipartisan infrastructure legislation. And not just him. You hear it from the vice president. You hear it from his cabinet secretaries. It is so important to make sure that the American public understands what we have done here these past 19 months, and that's going to be our focus. As it relates to Florida and Governor DeSantis, look, I don't have anything to preview at this time of what the trip will look like. We will share more as we get closer to the day. Look, we have talked about this as well. You know, when it comes to extremism, when it comes to behaviors that is inhumane and cruel, that is what we're seeing from Governor DeSantis. That is what we're seeing in specifically to how he is using people who are leaving communism, people who are freeing, trying to free, get away from political persecution, talking about Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba. They are fleeing those countries, and he is using families, children, and women as a political ploy, as a political stunt. We will continue to call that out, but as far as what that day will look like, we'll share more as we get closer. Okay.
Question. What was the answer? She talks about how the cabinet secretaries, the president, the vice president, continue to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act because we want the American people to know what we're doing to help them because we know that times are tough. What's the answer? What are they doing? Nobody's ever told me, for example, because I know the answer is nothing, because it's all BS, it's all bullcrap. But why doesn't someone say to this press secretary, why doesn't someone say to this individual who is way beyond her level of being able to perform here, why don't you just say, tell me what it is in the Inflation Reduction Act that is going to make people's lives better today, because that's what you keep telling us, but you don't tell us what it is, why it is, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. It's pretty much the five W's, who, what, where, when, why. There is none of that. And I think that's why Americans are cynical about politics and government, because they don't tell us the truth about this stuff. They can't tell us the truth about this. You don't believe me? Listen.
And so what we are seeing, and I've said this before, you've heard this from Brian Deese, is a transition to a more steady and stable growth, and that's what we're currently seeing and in the process.
That's what we're seeing? Steady and stable growth? Where? I want to know where that is. Where is the steady, the transition to more steady and stable growth. No, she didn't say we're transitioning and trying to get to stable growth or steady growth. No, we're transitioning to more steady and stable growth. Where the hell is it? This is the kind of just charade that goes on day in and day out. And it's not just Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's all of them. Kamala Harris does them. Joe Biden does it. Every member of the Democrat Party does it. And all they talk about in the face, it's Nero fiddling while Rome burns. It is literally standing around. It's Animal House. And I think this may be more appropriate. It's Animal House. So the parade started on January 20, 2021. The Biden parade started, and it's going down Main Street, and now it's passing the grandstands where we're all sitting and watching. And as we watch the parade in front of us, we see beyond the parade, we see the market crashing, we see our 401s decreasing, we see gas prices still. He claims, oh, gas prices are going down. Yes, gas prices are going down, Mr. President, but they're still higher than when you took office. We still see that we have lost and it's costing us an additional $400 a month just to pay the same for the same stuff we paid for a year ago. It's costing us $400 more a month, $400 plus, almost 500. 500 times 12 is $6,000. So it's costing the average American $6,000 more to live, and they haven't done anything. I'm talking about the American people. The American people have done nothing wrong. Well, other than elect all these yahoos to implement these crazy policies. So here we are watching this parade go by. The Biden parade. And they're telling us, as we watch the fire on the other side of the parade, we're watching them and listening to them tell us that,
and so what we are seeing, and I've said this before, you've heard this from Brian Deese, is a transition to a more steady and stable growth, and that's what we're currently seeing and in the process of moving the economy into.
Yeah, that's what we see. We're moving the economy into. We're moving into, it's moving into something better. Where is it moving into something better? More steady and stable growth? I don't think so. Not at all. And then, on The View...
This is why the stunt that Republican governors are doing is so shameful. It is so inhumane. Because while we're trying to fix a problem that was decimated, an immigration system that was decimated by the last administration...
How did the last administration decimate the immigration system? When during the Trump administration, it was at a historic low of illegal aliens coming across the border, and now we have had the equivalent of a new Chicago. We've had the equivalent of the population of Chicago come across the border in the 2 years of the Biden presidency, and she's telling us that the previous administration decimated the immigration system? It's Animal House. There is chaos all around us. And all she can tell us is, you know what? We got steady growth. The economy is great. The Inflation Reduction Act is doing what it's supposed to do. Well, my God, if that is true, then get rid of that act immediately. Because when I look around, I see an economy that's about to enter a really, really deep recession. Yeah, it's a great weekend, isn't it? Yeah, you tuned in to hear some good news, didn't you? Yeah, well, I'm just telling you that, maybe you ought to think about getting ready because it ain't over. No, it ain't over. It's the weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm not over yet either. Text the word Mike to 33103 and go to the weekend with Michael Brown, where you can follow theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And you can go there, you can follow me on social media, download the podcast anywhere, hang tight, I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight, and it don't matter if you're black or white, and I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now, with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and be sure you get to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media and podcasts and all of that stuff. So I had a text message from somebody about China, which is interesting because my next topic, I wanted to talk about the United States Air Force. I don't think we ought to worry about Biden stumbling into a nuclear war with China or Russia because the Air Force will be able to easily handle both of those countries. Because now, at the United States Air Force Academy, which is just about, 60 miles south of where I'm sitting right here, they're now putting an emphasis on trans-inclusive language. Isn't that fantastic? Because I think there's nothing better than, you know, future fighter pilots, future members of the United States Air Force, learning how to talk. Yeah. They show up in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy. You know, they get nominated by their U.S. Senator, and they finally get, you know, nominated, and they make it into the Academy, and by golly, now we're going to brainwash them. Because a diversity and inclusion training program by the Air Force Academy right here in Colorado is telling the cadets to use words that include all genders and to not say things like mom and dad. So what are you supposed to say? You're writing an email home to mom because mom just sent you some cookies or something. Dear parent, my 91-year-old mom would be like, who's this from? Dear parent. Sounds like, you know, a stupid email you get from a politician that wants your money and your vote. Dear friend, really? Have we ever had lunch together? You ever bought me a nice glass of wine or a cocktail? No, I don't think so. So they had a slide presentation. It was called Diversity and Inclusion, What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do. That's great. It's going to cover everything. One part of the slide said this. Some families are headed by single parents. That's true. Grandparents. That's true. Foster parents. Or two moms or two dads. Okay. I agree. Current families are a mixture of just about everything. So instead of just still saying, hey, dad, or hey, dad, or hey, dads, or hey, moms, nope, that's not acceptable. Consider using the word parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad. Use words that include all genders, folks or y'all, instead of guys, or partner versus boyfriend or girlfriend. To the listener who asked me about China, China has the same access, if not more so, than news that I have access to. So I'm sure that right now they're bogged down in outdated constructs like the conventional nuclear family and understanding that, you know what, America's got it together. They're teaching these cadets how to speak the proper English and how to call their parental units instead of mom and dad. So let's just back off. Let's go to Mike Waltz, a Republican from Florida. He's a Green Beret, an Afghan war veteran. He pointed out during an interview with Fox News Digital that it's been a tradition in the military to get letters from mom and dad or your boyfriend or girlfriend for as long as they've been in the military. But now we're telling cadets not to say mom and dad, not to say boyfriend or girlfriend. I think the Air Force should be worried about the macro aggressions against America that are happening all over the world. Amen and amen. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to the weekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight because I'm not going away. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.